So let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Here it says, this is one of the great chapters that distinguish between the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. And there are various ways in which the Old and New Covenant are described here. First of all, he says, God has made us, verse 6, adequate as servants of the New Covenant. We are not, verse 5, we are not adequate in ourselves. That's the first thing we need to understand. What Jesus said, without me, you can do zero. How much can I do without Christ? Zero. How many sins can I overcome without Christ? Zero. Like a branch cut off from the tree, how much fruit can it bear? Zero. It's one of the first things I need to understand, that apart from Christ, I can do zero. I cannot even overcome the smallest little sin apart from Christ. It's the branch constantly dependent on the tree, constantly abiding in Christ, that brings the victory. And anytime you're defeated, it's because you're not abiding in Christ at that moment. The branch doesn't bear fruit because it's cut itself off from the tree. So, we are not adequate in ourselves. Number one lesson, 2 Corinthians 3:5. As to consider as if something coming from ourselves. You can determine with all your heart to overcome, you'll never overcome. Many of us have tried. Oh, I'm going to have this wonderful message. I'm going to fight and overcome. Well, what is the result? Maybe you overcame something and you became proud of it. When you overcome something and you become proud of it, you have fallen deeper. For example, you overcome anger one day. That is a 100-foot pit that you got out of. Wonderful. But you become proud of it, you have fallen into a 1,000-foot pit. What is the use of that type of overcoming? Getting out of a 100-foot pit and falling into a 1,000-foot pit. We don't see that sin is very subtle. What comes from yourself will only lead you to pride. I overcame anger. I overcame the love of money. I overcame that bitterness. I went and asked forgiveness from somebody. And I pat myself on the back that what a wonderful person I am. That is the worst sin of all. It is better you lost your anger than become proud. See, the devil is a deceiver. And our lusts deceive us. Without God's help, we won't even know what victory over sin is. First lesson, we are not adequate in ourselves to get this overcoming life. Our adequacy, verse 5, must come from God. Where Jesus explained it so clearly, the branch cannot produce fruit apart from the tree. Even a child can understand that. Have you understood that? That apart from abiding in Christ, whatever you call victory over sin is only yoga, self-determination. It's controlling anger from the outside. The anger is still in the heart. That's not victory. That's not partaking of the divine nature. That is a deception. And if you live in CFC with that type of deception, you'll get a big surprise when Christ comes again and discover that you're fooling yourself. Dear brothers and sisters, if you hunger, Jesus said, if you hunger and thirst for righteousness, he will fill you with genuine righteousness. There's a lot of fake righteousness. The Pharisees had it. A lot of today's Christians have it. It's not the real thing. And what a surprise they'll get when Christ comes again. And even if they were sitting in CFC thinking they had the real thing, they never had the real thing. Whatever they had, they were proud of. Please remember this. If you have genuine victory over sin, that out of partaking of your divine nature, one of the primary characteristics of it, it'll make you a very, very humble person. The more victory you have, the more humble you'll become. It's like I've used the example of the branch that bears the most fruit is the one that hangs down by the weight of the fruit, humble. The one that has no fruit or only one fruit, that branch stands erect like this. Genuine victory over sin, genuinely partaking of God's nature, will make you humble, because that is the nature of God. Jesus said, learn from me, for I am humble of heart. I mean, I'm giving you these general warnings so that we don't deceive ourselves about what victory over sin is. So, first lesson, our adequacy, verse 5, is not from ourselves, it is from God. Then, God makes us adequate, verse 6, as servants of a new covenant. I believe that that's another word we must remember. If you are truly entered into the new covenant, you will be a servant. You'll be a servant of all people in the church. Your attitude will never be one of, I'm the boss around here. And if you're an elder brother in a church, you'll be a much greater servant than all the others. That's a mark of a true elder brother in the new covenant. The elders and the Pharisees, they were different. They held their heads high and there were big shots among them. But no, God makes us not rulers. He makes us adequate as servants. So it's very easy to check ourselves whether we have entered into the new covenant. When you overcome sin and you find yourself overcoming almost all known sin in your life, has it made you more of a servant? Then you're on the right track. Has it made you more humble, more dependent on God? Then you're on the right track. And he goes on to say, this is not of the letter, but of the spirit. That's the other thing, another mark of a person who's entered into the new covenant. He's not glorying in keeping the letter of the commandment. You know, there's a letter of the law in the Old Testament and the letter of the law in the New Testament, where you take some verse which you are obeying very accurately and you judge everybody else around you who's not keeping it. It's a mark of a Pharisee. And to be a New Covenant Pharisee is worse than being an Old Covenant Pharisee. There are a lot of New Covenant Pharisees. They take the letter of something written in the New Testament and judge others with it and glory that they themselves have overcome it. You know, it's very subtle. This pride is such a deceptive, subtle thing. You have to hate it and fear it more than anything else. This is what prevents a lot of fellowship between people, between husband and wife. Pride, pride, pride. One thinks I'm better than the other. I know more than the other. Yeah, that's what ruins fellowship in a marriage also. So we have to be servants, and we are not measuring on the letter.